Hi, Kaidi. You're very welcome to this week's podcast. Can you firstly introduce your business and tell me what inspired you to start your business and who you help and how you help people?
Hello, Rosemary. Thank you for inviting me. It's very exciting. So yeah, as you said, my name is Kaidi Gabe. What inspired me? Well, I've always been surrounded by nature and herbs and seen from the young age what they can do for our health and overall well-being. So, but it was only a few years ago when I realized that this could be my career, because beforehand I worked for the European Medicines Agency, which is the pharmaceutical regulator for the EU. And it was there where I realized that, you know, having always been surrounded by nature and using the remedies from nature and working at EMA, I realized that there's so many really amazing pharmaceuticals that can help us, but also there are so many herbs that can help us for more lifestyle medicine, but also for some of the health conditions that actually we don't need pharmaceuticals for. And that inspired me to go back to university and start my business as a herbalist once I qualified, because I've just seen how wonderful nature and its remedies can be. So, and seeing people getting well, and also some people, obviously pharmaceuticals are needed, there's no doubt about it, but especially for older patients, pharmaceuticals can work together with herbal medicine, or herbal medicine can work together with pharmaceuticals to help overall health, but also to mitigate some of the side effects from pharmaceuticals and yeah, just general well-being.
Yeah, no, I have to say I really agree with you on that. And I suppose my dad was a chemical engineer. They're all the people who make the pharmaceuticals and everything. So we all need them, and none of us would say we don't need them. But they do give the shock to the body, which can give side effects. And if we can work along with nature to not have such an aggressive approach, because every illness isn't as serious that we need to go to the, you know, have the side effects. And sometimes we just need to go for a walk. And the person is a bit stressed. How can nature, how can herbs, how could you help someone if they said to you, I'm working remotely and I'm just finding all these things being hit at me at one time from family, from work?
My number one prescription to everyone is go spend time in nature. You don't even have to take any herbs. The best thing you can do for your mental health and physical health is to spend time in nature, even if it's 10 minutes in a local park, if you don't have a garden, or if you do have a garden, just spend time in nature. That is the best thing you can do for stress. But of course, there are herbs that can help, but also breathing exercises, because that is something I teach to my clients all the time, that simple breathing exercises. So for example, the exhale is much longer than the inhale, because that activates our parasympathetic nervous system, which is the calming, the rest and digest nervous system. So it's really simple, and actually with quite, let's say, 5 breaths, we can already be much calmer. So, you know, breathe in for, let's say, a count of 5 and breathe out the count of 9. And it really calms us down. But obviously, there are lots of herbs as well that can help, depending what sort of mental health issue or stress you're dealing with. And even very simple available herbs like chamomile, because I think chamomile is so underrated because it's just so widely available everywhere, but it's actually really calming and it's a lovely herb. But obviously, from my perspective, being a medical herbalist, I would I see people holistically, obviously. So people are not just about stress. It's about everything, what's going on in their lives. And so choosing herbs as well depends very much on their case. But yeah, a simple stress busting advice, I guess, would be to go out and breathe. And then we look into herbs as well.
Now, I was at one of your presentations and it was really, really interesting where you were explaining different herbs that are available to most of us, even going for a walk. So are there any herbs that really stand out to you that are easily available that we should be using, and how can we use them simply?
For overall well-being or for stress particularly?
Either, you know, your recommendations.
Yeah. Well, yeah, herbs are absolutely everywhere. You know, when we go to a garden, even things like nettle, people don't really think about that. What, nettle? But actually, all parts of nettle are medicinal for different things. And for example, nettle seed is known as our native adaptogen. And adaptogen means that it helps you to adapt to stress, to physical and emotional stress. But yeah, there are just so many herbs. One of the lovely calming herbs besides chamomile is also lemon balm. It can grow it in your own garden. It usually doesn't grow wild, but once you put it in your garden, it will take over because it's part of a mint family and they tend to take over the whole garden. So it's best to put it in a pot. But it's a really lovely flavored herb as well, and it's really calming. But also, your name, rosemary.
Even the herb, so, actually.
Exactly. So rosemary is one of my favorite herbs. It is really, really amazing. So most of us have had it as a culinary herb, but it's also really amazing medicine because it helps your circulatory system, so it makes you more focused, but also if you suffer from cold hands and feet, it helps your, so it basically helps your peripheral circulation, but also it's really amazing for because for a detoxification. So I'm not a big fan of the word detox because, you know, we have our organs who that are in charge of detox. But rosemary helps the phase two liver detoxification, which is basically gets rid of all the toxic sludge from our bodies. And yeah, rosemary is really, really amazing for that. And it's very warming. Yeah, it's one of my favorite herbs. Absolutely love it as a culinary herb, but also as a medicine. Really, really lovely.
It's very interesting to hear that, Kylie. Now, what's on a lot of people's mind is obviously being at the best of our health during COVID and immunity. And obviously nature can help us with our immunity in so many ways if we listen to our bodies and whatever. Would you have any recommendations on any particular herbs that are good to build our immunity and keep ourselves in our immunity system in top shape as much as possible?
Yes, well, our immune system is obviously really important and is really complex system. But one of the things that affects all systems of a body is your gut. So if your gut is healthy, then often it helps our immune system as well. But specific herbs, I would say we don't really want to build our immunity because I think, and nor boost, because, you know, if we boost our immune system, then we don't want it to get too active, which then, you know, we face allergies and autoimmune diseases. But obviously we just want it to be optimal. And I know when people say optimal, but what does it actually mean? So basically, I think with herbs, we just support the whole body and our immune system. And elderberry is wonderful for that. And here in the UK, I took a walk the other day, saw that the berries are already there. They started to change colour. So it's those really dark purple berries. Would never eat them raw because they may make you vomit. But elderberry medicine is really amazing for seasonal colds and flus. And actually, I think it was East Kent NHS Hospital, they've even done a clinical trial on treating COVID with elderberry is the same plant, but obviously, you know, when it flowers, elderflower will be used for allergies, but also for fevers. So if you do get a fever, then elderflower is a really helpful plant to help you to sweat it out. But yeah, herbs are just everywhere. Even things like marigold or calendula, it's a wonderful herb for gut healing, but also for your lymphatic system. And our lymphatic system is really important for our immune system as well. It's part of the immune system, because it just helps, again, get rid of the all the stuff that we don't need, that our body doesn't need. And it's a beautiful flower as well, calendula.
Lovely. Now, what would your final recommendations be on how we can use nature, use herbs, for our health for now and going forward?
Well, as I said, my number one prescription, go to nature every day, even if it's just 5-10 minutes. If you can, walk bare feet, because that is known to, well, I put quote unquote boost our immune system. It just helps our overall body. But mainly to use herbs and spices in your cooking every single day. Just include them, and obviously eat fruit, vegetables, and try to sleep well. And that is actually has been quite a tricky thing for so many people. And also, many people, when they go to health food shops, you know, the choice of herbs, dried herbs or supplements is massive. And they're not always very good quality. So obviously my advice would be that if there's something you feel that is off in your body, go and talk to either your doctor or your herbalist or nutritionist, because some of the products that we have available are much better than the ones over the counter. But yeah, some of the things that, as I said, spend time in nature, use herbs and spices in your cooking, and yeah, try to sleep well, stress less, be happy, and breathe. Breathing is so important, because that is something that we don't often think about, but breathing is very, very important. So the longer exhales calms your whole system. That also means that when you're calm, you digest your food much better. So that would be my top tip.
Yeah, and another one, actually, area of, you know, people can have challenges. And that can be, we're in a very, very busy world with all things coming at us in every direction. And people, that can affect people's concentration and focus. And obviously, if you can't concentrate, try and do any task. And if you can't concentrate, it will take you twice as long, especially if you're a business or whatever. You don't want everything taking twice as long. Would you have any recommendation of, obviously, if we, as you say, we keep calm and all, that's all good for our concentration as well. Is there other herbs you would recommend to help us keep our concentration and focus as well?
Well, yes, rosemary. It's rosemary.
And we didn't plan that.
No, Well, as I said, rosemary is my favorite herb, but because it encourages the blood flow to your brain, so which means fresh oxygen, so you'll be more focused. And the easiest way to consume it would be to have a sort of, let's say, 5 centimeter or 10 centimeter sprig of rosemary and pour boiling water over it, cover it, because rosemary is really high in volatile oils. So if you don't cover it, so those essential oils will evaporate. And leave for about 10 minutes or 5 minutes. If you leave too long, it gets a bit bitter. But that helps you to focus for sure. And there's another plant that I absolutely love. It doesn't grow around here because it's an Indian plant called Gotugola. Centella asiatica. So that plant is really amazing for focus as well, but it's also a lovely gut healing herb as well, and it's also an adaptogen. But yeah, rosemary, that grows in most people's garden, very easy to access and definitely helps your focus.
Thank you very much. That is all very helpful. And would you also have any last recommendations for people working in the holistic space and for their businesses, etc.? Because I know you very successfully, congratulations. During COVID, you have been working online and you've been able to consult people. And like I know you from doing a presentation, you did a fantastic presentation. So would you have any recommendations to practitioners to help their businesses thrive now and going forward and after COVID?
Well, I just think that we have to be adaptable. And also, I think with holistic businesses, we just have to work with each other and recommend each other and collaborate, basically, because I think that is good for us as practitioners, but also great for our clients because they actually get a lot out of it then. But yeah, being adaptable, we just have to go with the change and see what happens. And, you know, when we see nature, things always change in nature. Nothing stays the same. And we're part of nature. And, you know, so our businesses, we just have to change.
Yes, I agree with you. And when we're willing to adapt, and it's also interesting and listening to our customers and what they want, because obviously people's needs has changed during COVID. No, Kaidi, that was great. And thank you very much for your time today and giving all your valuable advice. What I'll do is I'll write a blog post, I'll put it on my website, and thank you very much for your time, Kaidi, and being here and being a guest on my podcast.
Thank you for inviting me, and what an awesome name have you got. It is a great herb. So I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and thank you very much.
Many thanks for listening to this week's podcast. This is Rosemary O'Shaughnessy, Digital Content Manager. I work for freelancers, coaches, and adults with dyslexia. I create digital content, and I also train. Or do you need help with LinkedIn? I am a certified LinkedIn insider. So get in touch with me. Email me at contact@digitalcontentmanager.ie or get in touch on LinkedIn. This is Rosemary O'Shaughnessy.